Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English takes first base on ball four. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cohen. English moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. English tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach strikes out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby catches it and throws to first to double up Rausch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Bush moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. English hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. English can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ott moves to third. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cohen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Hagen and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kyler tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Pat Crawford pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford strikes out. One out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Roush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Judd now pitching. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bush bunts towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Cohen covering, for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Hagen and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hagen hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hagen reaches second base with a double. Tony Kaufman pinch runs for Shanti Hagen. Bob O'Farrell pinch hits for Ralph Judd. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaufman scores. It's 4-2. Cubs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rausch takes first base on ball 4. O'Farrell moves to second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Henry now pitching. Bob O'Farrell now catching. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bush bunts towards the mound. Henry makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Henry. Taylor moves to second. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cohen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 3 in the game. Cohen hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 4 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote now playing right field. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Foles pinch hits for Dutch Henry. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell strikes out. There goes Foles. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.